Hello everyone, and welcome back to Live Well Designed Life. I'm your host, Kiran Singh. I do apologize, I've come down with a cold, but I had this breakthrough I wanted to share, maybe it'll help you in some way. So last week, me and Kashi, my daughter, were looking to move back to London, and we found this really nice, cute, like a studio, one bed-ish flat in London. And it was very central. The budget is perfect for us. So I contacted the estate agent, but I said, okay, this property is fully furnished. And I was like, oh my God, if it's fully furnished, that means I have to part ways with all of my belongings. You know, all my furniture, my beds and all of this and that kind of thing. And that scared me. It's really kind of like, you know, I was out of my comfort zone there for a moment. I was like, I've been working for the last 14 and a half years in the UK, saving up money, buying these things to have a comfortable lifestyle, you know, to live a well life kind of thing. And then suddenly I had to part away with all of my belongings. And I'm like, how am I going to do that, you know? And then a thought hit me. And this was, you know, it was scary, but it was like, the only thing that is stopping me from living my life are my things, my physical stuff. Let's say I want to move to Italy for 6 months. I can't because I got my stuff. Where do I leave my stuff? Do I pay rent for another apartment in London or a storage while I'm in Italy? You know, or I want to go to France for 6 months. No, I can't go because of my stuff. And it really hit me hard. I was like, oh my God, so the only thing that is holding me back from living my life the way I want to live is my stuff. And that was the eye-opener, you know, and that with that came the liberation, the whole thing of freedom. Like, oh my God, imagine if I actually parted away with my stuff, I could actually travel more, I could do things more, you know. Don't get me wrong, I love my stuff, as you probably know, but since 2019 up until now, I have been literally getting rid of or parted away with about 80% of my overall belongings. So now I kind of come down to almost the bare essentials. But in the bare essentials, it's like, you know, it's a little hard to part away with. Even though I know, deep inside, that if I had to be realistic, I don't even use 50% of the things I own right now. 50% is just decorative, or when I have people coming over, and so on. So this really hit me hard, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, this just, the thought of being able to, you know, part way with my stuff to live a life of freedom is amazing. Not sure if you know, but I have my dream set that when I turn 50, I'm gonna move into my tiny house. That's my biggest dream in life. So I have that my vision board, I'm saving up for it on the side, you know, hoping it'll be legal in the UK by the time I turn 50. But in the meantime, I thought, you know what, I always had a thing for caravans. You know, caravans to actually drive, like a combination of caravan and a car, 2-in-1 kind of thing. And I was saying to Kushi, I said, you know what, when you're off to uni, or whenever you move out on your own and stuff, maybe I'll finally take the bloody driving license, buy a caravan, do it up, and then I'll travel with my home with me, knowing I don't need that much to live well. But I just thought of, you know, having the freedom without having to worry about, you know, maintenance of things, or, you know, buying new stuff, and, you know, being in the new, what's happening outside is what I should have, but being content with everything I have, and that everything I have is essential and it's a necessity. That is a big thing. So, I was literally sending my friend a voice message. I was like, you know what? I can see myself living in my tiny house, but also have a little caravan, which I do up, and then I can just travel, you know, on the road. Because my work is all online, I have the freedom to move wherever I want, whenever I want. I can go wherever I want without having to worry about money, because I'm working online. I think that's the biggest thing for me that I've been working on since I moved to the UK, was to create a business where I had freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want. And work from home, Because when I moved to the UK, because she was still only, she turned four a few days after we moved to the UK. So it was important for me to have a job, a work that actually gave me freedom to spend time with her. I didn't want to miss out on childhood. And I kept that. So there have been ups and downs, loads of ups and downs when it comes to your finances when you're working for yourself. But with the time, with the last 14 years, I learned so much and become so much more money savvy. I educated myself, I invested in myself, and now, like I said, if I had to let go of everything right now, I would happily do it. Honestly, I would happily do it, not thinking about the freedom. You know, I'm looking back at the pictures from my previous homes, and, you know, all the stuff I used to have, it was beautiful stuff. I'm into a designer from profession, as well as life coach. But it was like, oh my God, you know, I remember that, and I don't even remember how that. But it makes me overwhelmed, thinking, looking at pictures like, yeah, it looks all pretty in the pictures, but it was so much stuff for two people. Literally, it's like when I did a big declutter back in 2020, when we were in lockdown, and I did a declutter after listening to the Minimalism podcast, and I did a gadget declutter, digital declutter. And I'm telling you now, it was just me and Koshi, two people, right? We had one big laptop, two notebooks, two tablets, three phones, one Kindle, and two TVs, amongst two people. When I saw all of that, when I laid everything out, I was like, oh my God, something's so wrong here. And what next thing I did, I literally, Koshi kept one laptop, I kept one laptop, Koshi kept the tablet so you could use it at college. I kept my Kindle, I kept one phone, Kush kept one phone, everything else went out. I sold it, I gave it away, I'm like, no, not doing this. So now, you know, every time I buy something, I make sure that it's enough for two people. And, you know, every time I buy something new, one thing comes in, two things go out, that's my rule. Like I said earlier, I do have a few extra things right now, because when I have family, friends coming over, it doesn't happen that often, but it still happens. I want to make sure that they have what they need. That I got enough glasses and mugs and tableware. But if I could literally be realistic now, half of my kitchen cupboard, which is, yeah, got lots of tableware, glasses and mugs in there for when people come. Me and Koshi, we have two plates each, dinner plates, two lunch plates, two bowls, two glasses and two mugs. That's it. That's what we use on a daily basis. I remember a few years ago, I had this beautiful cutlery I bought from Sweden, a designer brand. Obviously, when I was younger, I was all about designer brands. And it was for like 12 people. And because we took all of it out, honestly, every time Koshi wants something, she'll take out a new one. And the sink will be full and we wouldn't have any cutlery left. This isn't right. So what I did, I took out 8 of each cutlery and left with 4 of each. So when the 4 teaspoons were gone, mom did no teaspoons, but then you wash them. And that is how we started to kind of, you know, be more aware of the things we're using, how we're using them, looking after things. And all the extra I had, I donated to charity. You know, like, sorry, I don't need any more than this. If we have a party of people coming over, I'll just buy paper plates. You know, it's recyclable. But it's just like the small things, when you start looking into it, it makes you realize that what you think mattered doesn't matter anymore. Like I said, if I could just have a caravan right now and I could just drive around and my caravan is enough for me for a bed, I've got a sofa and a bed, 2-in-1 kind of thing. I've got a dining table where I sit and work and eat. I won't even need a TV. I can watch it on my laptop or on my phone. You know, when you start realizing how well you can live with little, it's amazing, it blows your mind. Anyway, I hope my little chat was encouraging. I write a lot about living a simple and slow life over at my website, kirinsinguk.com. Feel free to have a look. I also got a free lifestyle app over at kirinsinguk.com/app. Until next time, take care and bye for now.